Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Final!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah. Yeah!
Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. As always, happy to be along with you here on the afternoon drive as we talk both local and national sports. And today, we're going to chop it up football style. The NFL is back. We get NFL football tonight. It's a beautiful thing for a lot of people. Six games on the slate. We thought we'd get some preseason this past Sunday. That didn't happen. But tonight, six games on tap. Washington will be on the road to take on Atlanta. Philly will welcome in Tampa. New Orleans will travel to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough to take on the Patriots. Carolina will be at Baltimore. Jacksonville at New York. And the Broncos will take on the Bears. All of those games will take place between 5 and 6 o'clock. So a full slate of NFL football. We're going to talk about that today. What are some of the storylines? I'll tell you right now, for me, it's Jameis Winston tonight. I'm all about Jameis. I think this kid has a lot of talent. I think he's going to be a very, very special player. And year two for Jameis, I think is going to be good. Mike Evans, another player on this Tampa Bay team offensively. I think the offense is going to continue to grow. I'm a Jameis Winston fan. I'm curious to see how he looks tonight. Also, of course, you got Carolina going up against Baltimore. That right there has, you know, Cam Newton written all over it, obviously. Jacksonville at the Jets. The Jets have been a team of mystery all offseason. How important is the preseason to the Jets? Possibly more important to them than any other team in the NFL. Based on the fact that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be the man, and he missed basically the entire offseason. He's got 4 weeks to get on the same page and get things rolling in New York. Fitzpatrick looked pretty good last year. We'll see if he can pick up where he left off. Although, a lot of Jet fans have a sour taste in their mouth with Fitzpatrick, not only because of the offseason turmoil, but the way the season came to an end, where he was not good in that finale against Buffalo. And then we get the Broncos and the Bears. I'm curious to see Mark Sanchez tonight as well. Chicago, meh. I don't think the Bears are going to be very good this year. But you have the Broncos and a new era. Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian, Mark Sanchez, three quarterbacks that I think will be vying for that starting role all year long. I think it's Sanchez's job, but the minute Sanchez starts to struggle, Bronco fans are going to be calling for Paxton Lynch, a guy that you used a first-round pick on. I know Siemian is he's number two on the depth chart. I understand that. That's a seventh-round pick. Paxton Lynch was a first-rounder. Bronco fans want to see this guy. And then, of course, the defense. How do you fill in Malik Jackson, Danny Trevathan? How do the Broncos get things rolling the year after winning the Super Bowl? New look to this team, Gary Kubiak back at the helm. So a lot of storylines tonight in preseason football. Plus, we get to talk football. That's a great thing. So some NFL talk, that is coming up. And we're also going to get into some high school football talk as well. We've talked a lot about the 3A North. Obviously, that's the division that holds Carbon and Emory. It also has Union, Grantsville, Morgan, Juan Diego. We've talked a lot about that region. Today, we're going to talk about the 3A South. There's only two regions in the 3A classification. You have the North and the South, 12 teams total, six in each division. And we're going to talk about the South. JUAB looks to be the odds-on favorite. Last year, JUAB and North St. Pete, they got to the semifinals. They went toe-to-toe with Juan Diego and Morgan. And Juan Diego and Morgan advanced to the championship game. So we had two teams from the North go to the title contest, while we had two teams from the South fall short. JUAB looks like a team that could get back there once again. They've gone to the semifinals three consecutive years. Maybe this is the year they get over that hump. So we're going to talk some high school football on that front as well coming up here in just a moment. Let's dive into the national sports scene. I could give you spoilers all day if I want to with the Olympics. I'll stay away from that. I've had a lot of complaints about that. Believe it or not, a lot of people have told me that I've ruined their evening by giving away some of the spoilers on the things that we watch on tape delay for the Olympics. But the U.S. continuing to do good things. I'll give you the medal count right now. The U.S. has the most medals. They have 35, 10 more than China. They have the most golds, 13, 3 more than China. They have 12 silvers, that doubles China. And Team USA has 10 bronze medals. That's actually not the lead. That's second place. Japan now with the most bronze medals at 12. So that's where we sit with the medal count. The USA really doing some good work right now as far as the Summer Olympics go. Let's take a look at Major League Baseball. Schedule, full slate of games, couple of games already in session. A couple of games already over. Earlier today, the Diamondbacks topped the Mets 9-0. And then we also had the Pirates getting the best of the Padres 4-0. Doug Fister and company handling Minnesota as the Astros pick up a 15-7 win there. And then Atlanta getting whacked by Milwaukee 11-3. Matt Garza picks up the win for Milwaukee in that victory. Right now, just about over with. Colorado looking as if they're going to pick up a win over the Texas Rangers. And then we get Baltimore all over Oakland right now. That one nearing its end as well. A few more games that'll take place later on tonight. The Yankees will be on the road to take on the Red Sox. They'll wrap up a three-game set there. The Angels will travel on the road to meet Cleveland. Minnesota will welcome in Houston. And then we get the Cardinals at Wrigley, 6:05 start time there. And the White Sox will take on Kansas City. That game is set for 6:15. That's a quick rundown of everything that's happening right now in the national sports scene. Like I said, we got a great show lined up for you. If you like football, this show is going to be right up your alley. Plus, we're going to give you some more information on other fall sports. It's a busy day for high school sports. We haven't been able to say that in a while. The Emory Lady Sporting Soccer Squad, they're on the road tonight. They'll take on Provo at 7 p.m. And right now, actually just underway, the Emory Boys Golf Team, they're at Palisade Golf Course, and they're just starting the action there. So we have some high school sports back today as well. We get the NFL and high school sports back. Gotta love it. That's perfect for Drive Time Sports. We're going to pause for just a moment. Plenty more coming up when we return here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM. Every time I walk through the doors at Big Don's, it's like I've entered my own little Italy. With a twist, of course. You see, there's pizza, and then there's Big Don's pizza. You'll know exactly what I mean when you try the Mexican Fiesta. It's like a top-notch taco on a pizza. Or the Hawaiian Luau. One bite of the shredded ham or the fresh pineapple, and you're walking the beaches of Waikiki. Or my personal favorite, the Greek Street. Greek sausage, spinach, artichokes, feta cheese. What's not to love? Pizza's not just pizza at Big Don's, located at 170 West, 100 South.
It's not too late to enroll at USU Eastern for the fall semester. USU Eastern has many degree options for many different individuals. Have you ever thought, I don't think I can afford to go to college? Well, here's a thought. You don't know if you can afford it if you don't look into it. Whether you're a student fresh out of high school or anyone else that has thought about going to college, call 613-5616 today and take the first step to a new beginning. Make sure to ask about financial aid options through FAFSA. Get off the procrastination train and head to USU Eastern. Let them help transform your life.
Reporting from the KOAL 103.9 FM newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini with a look at local sports. Today, the Emory Lady Spartans soccer season will kick off as the team will travel to Provo for a night contest as they take on Provo High School at 7 p.m. Today's opener will be the only game this week. The team will be back in action next week with two contests, including their home opener on August 18th against the Union Cougars. Stay tuned to Castle Country Radio. We'll have the results as soon as they become available. Also starting the fall sports season today will be the Emory High Golf Team. They will travel to Palisade Golf Course at 4 p.m. This will start off the region season for the Emory High Golf Team. Up next will be an August 17th date on the road against Soldier Hollow. And the season will continue with one meet each week from that point on. The lone home meet of the season for Emory will take place on September 1st at the Millsite Golf Course. Tomorrow, the high school football season will begin with the annual scrimmage games for both Carbon and Emory High School. The season itself will begin next Friday. And of course, when this time of the year rolls around, the Southeastern Utah Officials Association is always looking for referees that they can begin to groom for the high school season and beyond. Yesterday on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, Tony Martinez, who has been an official in this area for 20 years, stopped by the studio to talk about recruiting new referees.
A lot of the times people can get off, you know, Friday, end of the week. It's easier to get off for varsity games, but we're kind of needing some help in the middle of the week, the Wednesday middle school games, the Thursday JV and sophomore games. So any time we can increase our numbers there, that's a great training ground for new officials as well. The games aren't quite as fast as varsity.
The process to become an official is not very difficult, Martinez continued.
We're having meetings every Monday at the Codell office. If people know where that is, it's behind Tony Basso's GM place, and every Monday at 6 o'clock we're having meetings. We're reviewing the tests right now. There is a part one test that you have to take. It's a 100-question test. It's an open book test. And what we'd like to do, especially with new officials, is we go over the test in these meetings.
If you are interested in becoming an official, but not quite sure you can handle the high school varsity level right off of the bat, that's okay. Martinez says that there are plenty of junior high games that will help get you acclimated to becoming an official.
We're going to have a lot of games locally here, but we also have a couple in Duchesne, a few in Monticello, and in Blanding. So we'll be traveling a little bit, and we do have a couple of games on Saturdays in Moab as well. So we're going to cover the southeastern region pretty well.
For more information on becoming a referee for the upcoming football season, contact Tony Martinez at 650-6386. That's 650-6386. And today on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, we will continue to preview the high school football season and focus on the 3A South as we'll bring in special guest Robert Lovell, who covers high school sports with Mid-Utah Radio. Robert covers several teams throughout the 3A South and even all the way down to the 2A and 1A classification. After talking about Carbon and Emory and Union and Morgan and Juan Diego and Grantsville over the last few days, we'll focus on the 3A South region, which features Manti, Juab, also Delta, Richfield, and North San Pete. That'll be today on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, beginning at 4 p.m. You can find more news, sports, and community events at CastleCountryRadio.com. Reporting from the KOAL 103.9 FM newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
You've worked and cooked all week long. Insist that your other half takes you to the Cowboy Kitchen in Wellington for the Saturday night special. This is Ty at the Cowboy Kitchen. Each Saturday, we offer a different five-course meal consisting of appetizer, soup, salad, entree, and dessert for only $24.25. Want a night out in the middle of the week? Every Wednesday, I create a unique pasta dish complete with soup, salad, and bread for only $14.95. At the Cowboy's Kitchen, we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. We open at 7 a.m. and close at 10 p.m., close at 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
Before anyone did anything.
First to be censored. First to create fan hysteria.
First to have his own mansion.
First to have a private jet.
First.
Elvis did everything.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Elvis is back in the building Tuesday, August 16th on 98.3 Kickin' Country.
We can go on together with suspicious minds.
You have a standing room only invite as we celebrate the life and legacy of the King with exclusive interviews from beloved TV and radio personality Wink Martindale and lifelong friend George Klein. Elvis lives on Kickin' Country 98.3, August 16th at 6 p.m.
I'm all shook up.
Elvis on Kickin' Country is brought to you by Peterson Chemical, Emory Telcom, Handy Martin Helper, and Christine Watkins for State Representative.
Hey, I'm all shook up.
Some people like long drives to spend more. Others like to shop local for a great deal every day at Tony Basso GM. You'll get the best price or get $500.
This is Thad Whiteside. I was born and raised in Carbon County. I enjoy fishing, hunting, and spending time with my family. I am an avid hunter and will do anything it takes to track down your next vehicle. Come see me, Thad, at Tony Basso GM.
The best price, a great deal locally every day at Tony Basso GM.
Hey, let's get back to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on 750 AM KOAL.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports. KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM. We've been talking a lot about high school football, and of course the season will get rolling tomorrow with the annual black and gold and blue and white games for Carbon. We focused a lot on the North. Today, we're going to start talking about the South. And a good friend of mine who also does play-by-play for multiple high schools, he is going to join us on the show right now, Robert Lovell. He does such a terrific job. No lie, he's one of the best play-by-play announcers I have ever heard. He's fantastic, and he does a lot of coverage on the 3A South, which is the opposite region in the 3A classification, opposite of Carbon and Emory. So that's what we're going to focus on today, kind of give you the rundown on what to expect from those schools. Robert, as always, it's a pleasure, man, to have you on the show and to talk to you. Thank you again for the time today.
Yeah, hey, Jordan, glad to be on, and always good to see you when we run into each other in games throughout Central Utah and South Central Utah. So glad to be on with you now here today, and looking forward to the football season getting underway.
Yeah, it definitely popped up in a hurry. And we've talked about the 3A North extensively here over the last week and a half. Now I want to transition and talk a little bit about the South, which you are very familiar with. Last year, we had two teams from the South go to the semifinals in the state tournament. Juab and North St. Pete both finished 4-1 in league play. Neither of those two teams advanced onto the state championship. In fact, for Juab, I'm sure it's been quite frustrating. They've gone to the semifinals now three consecutive years, and they haven't won a state championship yet. Is the 3A South going to look a lot different this year?
I don't think so. Juab's still going to be there at the top. In my opinion, I think Juab's the top team in the 3A South, and I think that they're probably going to be the second-best team in 3A, in my thought. They bring back a lot of key players. Do the Wasps, you know, you bring back your quarterback, that's always a great thing with Riker Osborne. Peyton Bowring, so good. He's going to be there again at running back. And Ashton Seeley is just a dominant force on both sides of the ball when it comes to line play and in the linebacker slot. So they're bringing back a lot of key pieces, is Juab, and I expect them to be at the top. Now, after that, there could be some shuffling, but we don't really know. And I've talked to all the coaches in the 3A South region, and nobody really knows what to think of Canyon View. I think they lost 26 seniors last year, so nobody knows where they're going to be. You know, they do bring back a couple of key guys, but that's all. And so they're kind of the big question mark for the 3A South. A lot of people are expecting Delta to make a better push this year, as they have got a lot of talent. Talent-wise, they might be one of the better teams in the 3A South. And then North St. Pete with the new coach, and Dave Peck there as a defensive coordinator with his nephew, Rhett Bird. That's going to be an interesting thing to watch there as well. They lost some great players, namely in Spencer Applegarth. And so that'll be a fun one to watch. Manti, you can always trust Coach Cole Meekham to put a great team on the field, and Richfield's expecting to be better. So I don't think there'll be a lot of difference, because I think Juab's still going to be there at the top, and I think North Sampy's going to be in that mix. But after that, you were just not real sure what it's going to look like. But I wouldn't say that, you know, you're going to see Richfield at the top or anything like that. So I think it's going to be pretty much status quo for the South, with a few maybe little mixing in and out of the 3-4 spots.
Let's talk about Richfield here for a second. This team goes 2-8 last year. They did not win a region game. Of course, coming back, Coach Eric Thorson. They have 10 returners on defense, expected 7 on offense, including Emma Hafen. You got 3 running backs that are very capable coming out of the backfield. Even though Richfield goes 2-8, one thing that I've noticed, Robert, doesn't matter what coach I talk to, nobody ever wants to play Richfield, regardless of how good they are. Nobody ever wants to go toe-to-toe with Richfield.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Coach Thorson there, and I've been super impressed with Coach Thorson. In fact, I think he's one of the best coaches in the area, just from talking to him. And he's somebody that recognizes where maybe his faults are, where his lack of strength are maybe, and he finds somebody that is smarter than him in that position, and he gives them that part of the offense or that part of the defense, whatever it may be. And so he's not afraid to have good people around him, which unfortunately you see sometimes where coaches are afraid to have somebody good in case it overshines them. But Coach Thorson's not that way at all. He's putting a great coaching staff together. I think there are four current or previous head coaches on his coaching staff, counting himself in there, of course. And so he's put together a great staff. And when you mention the fact that people don't want to go toe-to-toe with him, I think that starts with him. He's somebody that wants to be right there in your face and is going to tell you what he's going to do, and it's going to come down to execution. And if his team can line up and beat you in that aspect.
You talked about Thorson being one of the best coaches in the area. I think when you talk about some of the best coaches, someone that you've already mentioned is Cole Meekham. I mean, Manti is always competitive, and I'm sure that you expect them to be at least in the middle of the pack, maybe even contending for a 3A South title. Is that at all possible for this Manti team?
I don't see them winning the 3A South. They lost some key pieces off of last year's team. They're going to have a first-year starting quarterback. In fact, when I did my preview of Manti a couple of weeks ago with Coach Meekum and some of their players, they're having a guy that has never played quarterback this year, Marshall Dotson. He's a heck of an athlete, and I think he'll do a good job, but that makes a big difference. And so they just don't bring back a whole lot, and we're not sure about their line play. But as you mentioned, Coach Cole Meekum, when I've talked to other coaches in the region, basically all of them say, I have the utmost respect for what Coach Meekum does and what he is able to do every year. And so as you mentioned, yeah, they're going to be in the mix, no question about it. I think that they're going to be a playoff team because of the way he coaches and the way the kids play for him. That's the key factor there, is the way the kids, the kids still have to win the games. And so he's a key piece in that, though. They're willing to play for him and fight for him as their head coach. But I don't see them topping GUAB for that 3A South title. But I could see them finishing as high as second, but I could also see them finishing as low as fifth. So somewhere between that 2 and 5 mark is where Manti is going to be. But I do think they'll end up making the playoffs.
One coach that I'm definitely unfamiliar with right now in the 3A South is first-year head coach Rhett Burt at North St. Pete. What does he bring to the table?
You know, it's an interesting thing. I did my preview of North Stampede just 2 weeks ago, and talking to him, and I asked him the question. I said, you're obviously the youngest head coach in the state, just 22 years old. You graduated from North Stampede just 4 years ago, had a great high school career, of course, for the Hawks. And I said, do you feel like that some people might try to take advantage of that, or that might be a disadvantage to you? And his response was spot on, I think. You know, he brought back his uncle, of course, Dave Peck, who helped build Bingham into what they are today. And so Dave Peck's going to be the defensive coordinator there on the sideline for him. And it wasn't an ego thing for Rhett at all. He didn't say, well, no, I'm going to be great. Everything's going to be just fine. He said, you know, there's going to be a learning curve there. There's going to be some bumps and bruises. And he said, but, you know, I would imagine everybody in this classification would like to have someone like Dave Peck on the sideline to lean on and to learn from. And he's also, I fully plan on taking advantage of that. And so, yeah, he's somebody that, you know, the kids look at and say, hey, we watched him when he was at North Stampede and how great of a player he was. So they're excited about that aspect when I talk to the players. They're excited about having somebody, a North Stampede guy there running the team. And then, you know, he's looking at it and saying, I've got to use the resources around me, namely Dave Peck there on the sidelines. So it's going to be interesting to see, but I would imagine that Dave is going to have a lot to do with where that team goes this year for North Stampede, but he's going to also allow Rhett Burt to do his job as the head coach, and I think it's going to be an interesting facet and almost a head coaching duo to watch there at North Stampede.
Again, our guest right now is Robert Lavelle, sportscaster and co-host of The Talk of Mid-Utah Radio on KSVC 980 AM and 100.5 FM. Give him a follow on Twitter at RobertLavelle3. Robert, have you paid any attention to the 3A North, or have you just been focused on the South this offseason?
For the most part, this offseason, I've pretty well been focused on the South, but, we've talked about, of course, Juan Diego and Morgan after they made it to the state championship this last year, and Juan Diego, they do such a good job of always playing seniors, and so we don't really know for sure exactly how good they're going to be. We just know they're probably going to be good. And when it comes to Morgan, they lost a lot of key pieces, but we expect them to be another hard, tough playing, tough smash-mouth type of team out of the Morgan Trojans. So we're expecting good things out of both of those two teams as far as, you know, comparing the South to the North. Union had a pretty good year last year. We expect to see them in the mix once again. Manti plays Zach Carbon this next week, the first week game of the season. And that's one of the games that we've marked as a possibly a pretty good game between those two teams, with Manti being on the road. And so that's one that we're kind of watching. It could be an interesting matchup, but we're not real sure what Carbon or Emory are going to bring to the table this year.
Yeah, you mentioned the Carbon-Manti game. I mean, you go back to last season with the craziness that surrounded that contest. Carbon moved the ball pretty efficiently between the 20s. Once they got into the red zone, it seemed to be a little bit of a problem. I mean, that's a young team this year for Carbon once again. I know they're going to be relying on a lot of sophomores, but I'm looking forward to that matchup.
Yeah, that should be a fun one. I think it's going to be a good one. And it was interesting when I asked Coach Meekum about that a couple of weeks ago. He said, you know, I couldn't believe that we had never played Carbon up until last year, first ever meeting between those two teams. So he's excited to now, for the first time in Manti history, go to go to Price and play at Carbon. You know, they've got a unique field there that drops down from where the school is, drops down into a little bit of a bowl, kind of a half bowl type of situation there. But it's going to be a fun game between those two teams. And again, Coach Cole Meekham always does such a good job of putting a solid team on the field. They might not always be great. You know, it's in rural Utah, you're going to have cyclical patterns there. As far as when you get athletes, but they're going to be a team that competes, and so we'll see how they do against, as you mentioned, a young Carbon team.
Well, Robert, I know you're a busy guy. You're one of the best in the business when it comes to high school sports. Go ahead and tell the listeners where they can find more Robert Lavelle and, of course, where they can follow all the work that your station does throughout the high school football season, because, I mean, you guys are at it constantly.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. And you can, as you mentioned, my Twitter handle, at RobertLevel3, and you can follow me there on Twitter. And at MidUtahRadio.com, we have a lot of stuff on there all the time. We've got all the high school's schedules, and we have a roundup for the teams that we cover, at least. We cover 11 schools through Central and South Central Utah on our airwaves as far as actual play-by-play broadcasting of. And in the 3A South, we cover 5 of those 6 teams with the teams we talked about, Manti, North San Pete, Ridgefield, and we also talk about Juab and Delta on our airwaves. In the 2A ranks, we've got 6 more teams, where we've got Millard, Beaver, the defending state champs, North Sevier, South Sevier, and then we've got Kanab as well in the 1A ranks in there. And so we've got a lot of great teams that we follow. Gunnison, don't want to miss Gunnison either. A lot of great teams that we follow. They're fun to watch in all 3 classifications for football, 3A, 2A, and 1A, with Kanab in that 1A rank. And then we also look at some of the 1A schools when it comes to basketball. We throw in some Wayne and Paiute, Panguitch, some of those teams as well in our broadcast. So we try to cover a lot, and we've got a great group of broadcasters here that to get it all done. And you can once again see it all at MidUtahRadio.com. You can listen live there and do the whole thing. And again, you can follow me on Twitter at RobertLevel3. And we'll actually have our preseason high school football rankings up as well. You can go check it out at MidUtahRadio.com in the sports section. In Prep Sports, we'll have the rankings on there as well for our preseason rankings. As all of our broadcasters, there's about 20 of us that broadcast games on our MidUtah Radio Sports Network, and we vote and put the rankings together. So you can go check that out as well.
A lot of good stuff. Robert, I really do appreciate you taking out the time to join us today. Thank you very much, and we'll have to do it again relatively soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me know anytime, and we'll look forward to having you. Maybe we'll return the favor and have to have you on my Saturday morning show as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it, definitely. I mean, this is the best time of the year for high school sports.
No question about it. Football is just about to get underway, and Dowman games less than a week away, August 19th. Looking forward to it.
Yep, definitely. Robert, thank you again.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Jordan.
That's Robert Lovell taking out the time to join us on the show. We're going to pause for just a moment, but we're going to talk football when we come back. We're going to stick with football. We have the NFL finally kicking off tonight. We finally get some preseason football. We thought we were going to get this this past Sunday. Didn't happen because of some field conditions, but we got 6 games on tap tonight. Football is back, and we're going to talk NFL when we return here on Drive Time Sports.
Do your employees get frustrated waiting for their computers to load? Does it take forever to upload photo or video files to your website? Emory Telecom's Extreme Internet is a surefire way to increase your employees' happiness, as well as your customers. Emory Telecom has internet at just the right speeds for business with 3 employees or max speeds for larger businesses. Ethernet connections are available for businesses with multiple locations. Don't let your slow internet cause your workforce to become unproductive or unprofitable. Call for Extreme Internet from Emory Telecom today, 613-9605.
The temperatures are heating up, and nothing goes better with hot summer days than ice cream from KFC and A&W. Take the kids down to KFC and A&W, and they can choose an ice cream cone, root beer freeze, or a polar swirl. And you can get a mug of ice-cold root beer for you. You'll be a hit when you show up at the family picnic with a gallon of KFC and A&W's famous homemade root beer. Or just take the family out to dinner at KFC and A&W for the best burgers in town. Summer is the best time to get to KFC and A&W.
There is nothing better than loading the family in the SUV and heading out on a family vacation. The memories, the fun, and the time spent together. But if the money's a little short this year, Desert View Federal Credit Union is here to help. Desert View has signature loans available to help your vacation dreams become a reality. It's as easy as talking to a loan officer. Call Desert View Federal Credit Union today, 687-2472.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
Ever thought of the salesperson
person you bought your last vehicle from is your best friend? No? Then you have never bought a car from JN Auto in Huntington. At JN Auto, you'll find great vehicles that are still covered by a manufacturer warranty. That means you get a new vehicle without the outrageous new vehicle payment. JN Auto takes pride in making sure they keep their customers happy during every step of the sale, so your salesperson becomes your new friend. And even after you make your purchase, the team at JN continues to take care of you. JN Auto, making lifetime customers and friends.
Hi, this is Colonel David Smith, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 419th Fighter Wing at Hill Air Force Base in Utah. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine, and provide many adventures. There are many part-time jobs in the Air Force Reserve here in Utah, which will allow you to advance your civilian career or continue your education while serving close to home. The Air Force Reserve offers positions with excellent training, including working with its newest fighter, the F-35 Lightning II. As you learn new skills, you receive competitive pay, tuition assistance, and many other benefits. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212. That's 800-257-1212.
This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and aired by the Utah Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM, 750 AM. We're going to continue on with the football talk, but move away from the local scene and talk some NFL. Tonight, we get preseason football. Thought we would get some preseason football on Sunday. That didn't happen, but the wait, it's finally over. We got six games tonight, and joining us to talk about some of the storylines in the preseason and some of the main storylines to follow tonight, we have Brian Mejia, our Drive Time Sports NFL insider from California. Brian, it has been a long off season. I mean, I've been waiting for this day for a very long time. I know I'm not alone. A lot of the listeners, a lot of people around the country, they're set to go. We get football tonight.
Of course, and everybody's very excited to have football back, and I'm sure everybody just can't wait to tune into preseason football. Even if it is preseason, I mean, we get a little taste of what's to come next month.
Yeah, exactly. The NFL is back tonight, and again, we had to wait a little bit longer, but we're set to go. I want to go over some of the games. First off, at 5 o'clock, we get Washington at Atlanta. We get Tampa at Philly. The Patriots will play host to the Saints. Panthers, Ravens, Jaguars, Jets, and then the big one here in Utah, of course, the Broncos on the road to take on the Chicago Bears. Out of those six games, which one is Brian Mejia tuning into tonight?
More than likely, I'm going to be watching Jameis and how he does against the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. I'm very interested to see what he's going to be able to do, especially with Dirk Cutter calling the offense and being the head coach. I want to see what's going on with Jameis, and I want to see Doug Peterson has going on in Philadelphia as well. I think that's a very interesting storyline. I'm very excited to tune into that one. And obviously, I want to see what Mark Sanchez has and what Trevor Siemian has for the Denver Broncos as well.
You mentioned Jameis Winston. I think Jameis has all the tools. I'm really high on Jameis Winston. I have been since he was at Florida State. I know that there were some character issues that a lot of people had. Look, his rookie year, he stayed out of trouble. Jameis Winston proved that he had matured. I hope that that's a trend that we continue to see out of him. But, Brian, he's got all the tools to be a quarterback that can take his team to the next level. And I'm hoping his sophomore season is his breakout year.
I think it will be, and I could see the Bucs fighting for the NFC South. Obviously, they have the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints in that very same division, but I think Jameis is a guy that could take a huge step. Just like Cam Newton, I think he could take a huge step in the right direction in his sophomore year, and I think he could be competing for, you know, a top 15 quarterback slot. Obviously, right now, a lot of people have him in that Derek Carr, Marcus Mariota, those young signal callers category. That's where everybody has him right now. But he could take the next step, and he could be one of the most talented quarterbacks in the league, obviously. And he can be a guy that can probably will the Bucs into the playoffs.
I agree with you. And if you look at his level of efficiency last year, that would have been impressive had Tampa Bay been healthy. But that wasn't the case. Like, this is why I believe that Jameis' rookie season was very, very good. Top receiver missed time with a hamstring injury. His number two wideout sits out like 6 or 7 games because of a knee injury. His starting tight end missed 9 games. That offense was beat up, yet Jameis was still very efficient from the quarterback spot last year. He was one of 12 quarterbacks to throw for 4,000 yards. So I thought that Jameis was good in his rookie season. I think he gets better in his sophomore year. Outside of the Tampa Bay-Philadelphia game, let's talk about New Orleans and New England. This is interesting because a lot of people now, of course, have their eyes on the Patriots. We know that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the guy for the first 4 weeks of the regular season. We can see Tom Brady in the preseason. I just don't know how much we will see of Tom Brady.
I don't think we're going to see Tom Brady. I think Bill Belichick's going to discipline the league a little bit and not being able to see one of the two best quarterbacks in the NFL for the first 4 games. That's just my opinion, but we'll see what happens. I wouldn't doubt it if he did something like that, but I think Jimmy needs all the reps in the world to get ready for the first week of the season against the Arizona Cardinals. There's probably no tougher task other than maybe the Carolina Panthers at this point than the Patriots going into Arizona and playing the Cardinals on that first Sunday of the season. So I think Jimmy needs all the reps in the world in order to get ready for that game.
Now, Brian, I view Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback to ever play. A lot of people might not be that high on him, but it is a legitimate argument either which way you go. Even though I view him as the greatest, I still think he needs time to step in and be the Tom Brady of old. If he doesn't play at all during the preseason, and then he misses the first 4 weeks of the regular season, it's just not logical to expect Tom Brady to step onto the field and start throwing darts to every which direction. That's my opinion on it.
Well, yeah, you're definitely right about that. But at the same time, it could be that he's missing reps, or it could be that he just turned 39 this month.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. A lot of people are speculating on that. When is he finally going to, you know, not be as Tom Brady as he is? In other words, you know, Tom Brady. Obviously, he's one of the best 3 quarterbacks that ever lived. So obviously, he's going to step in and give you a chance no matter what. But, you know, one of these days, Father Time is undefeated, like we always say, and we always see with these athletes. So it's just a matter of time before he just wears down. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be this season, but it could happen.
It could.
You know, maybe if he doesn't get the reps, then you're probably right. Who knows what's going to happen this year?
Another storyline regarding quarterbacks. If we look at the Jaguars-Jets game, how important are first-team reps now for Ryan Fitzpatrick, knowing that he went through a grueling offseason that obviously took a big toll, not only on himself, but obviously on the team as well? I'm sure there's a little bit of animosity from someone like Geno Smith, who has been there throughout the offseason, a guy who lost his starting job because of an injury, a stupid injury at that last year. The Jets have the capability of being very good. I do worry about chemistry with this team, though, and I think preseason week one, it could go a long way. I think preseason game one could go a long way, Brian.
They obviously have a top 5 defense. And if Ryan can throw as many touchdowns as he did last year, they went 10-6, but they missed the playoffs. So I think if they can duplicate something like that along those lines, they could fight for a wild card spot in the AFC. I don't think a wild card spot in the AFC is going to be so hard to achieve this year. But the only thing I do see is that, like you said, those reps are very important. And Geno Smith was the one that was benefiting all those reps. And I even heard people say that Geno looked a lot better than not this off season. So we'll see what happens with that situation. But I would not be surprised if the Jets have a little quarterback controversy this preseason.
I do want to talk a little bit about the other game as well. We get Washington and Atlanta tonight, and I'll give you my storyline here. I'm really curious to see what Washington does defensively. They didn't make any significant moves to that defensive front last year. The defensive line plagued this team. There were so many squads that were able to run the ball effectively on Washington. To me, that's one of the most intriguing storylines in this contest tonight. Going above Atlanta and just looking at things, I want to see if Washington has improved up front.
Obviously, I do think they have. Washington is a team to me that, you know, they kind of jumped into the NFC playoffs last year, obviously because that division was so terrible, with the Cowboys having an injury to Tony Romo and the Giants being so off. But I think Washington has improved this year. Obviously, they added Josh Norman in the secondary, and like you said, the defensive line has improved as well. We'll go ahead and see if, I mean, the preseason is not going to give us everything that we need, but they're going to give us some type of, they're going to give us a measuring stick, obviously, to see how this team does in the first couple of series. But, you know, I'm pretty sure Washington's going to go back to, like, to go back to normal this season and probably be the cellar dweller in the NFC East.
Again, Brian Mejia, our Drive Time Sports NFL insider, taking out some time to talk some preseason football with us. Brian, I'm kind of a stat geek. I love sitting down and making predictions about which bubble players will actually make the team. What's your favorite part about preseason?
Well, exactly like you said. I mean, most of these guys, you know, we already know who's going to make the team. There are going to be some surprise cuts, and there's going to be some guys that make the team that we didn't think would make the team. But you're going to make, if you're not one of those top-end draft guys, and you're not a top free agent, you're going to make your team. You're going to make your way to special teams, and I like to see how guys work on special teams and how they can make the actual 53-man roster. It's very important to have your special teams down this preseason, and if you want to make the team at the end of the bench, then you're going to have to make it through special teams.
Yeah, definitely. Special teams are fun to watch as far as preseason football goes. With that being said, it's been about 22 years, L.A. has been waiting for an NFL football game. You get it. You're in L.A. You're in the heart of it. The Rams and the Cowboys go toe-to-toe on Saturday. Brian, you and I have been talking about the possibility of football being back in L.A. for like 2-3 years now here on the show, and it's finally here. You know, you go back and we could recap all the interviews that we have done, all the segments we've done together, and that's been, you know, the fruit of our conversation. You get a game in L.A. this week.
It's just exciting to get the NFL back, Jordan. I mean, everybody around the city is talking about it, and that Coliseum is probably going to hit 100,000 because I feel that you know, obviously, with it being the first game back in Los Angeles, that's a huge first step. And then, obviously, they're playing the Dallas Cowboys, which is America's team, and Southern California does have a lot of Cowboys fans. So I think we can see it from all angles that this is going to be an awesome event, and everybody around the city is just excited to have the NFL back.
We can agree. It's the most anticipated preseason game of week one. It's one of the most anticipated preseason games that I can remember.
Right. Most definitely agree with that. And it's going to be fun. I probably won't be able to attend. I'll try to attend. But obviously, it's going to be something to that's going to be very special to a lot of Los Angeles residents.
Does the preseason game, the first preseason game, does it have just as much importance as that first regular season game? That's kind of the vibe that I picked up.
Well, you know what? I think the preseason game is a little more special because obviously it's going to be the very first game that we have here in Los Angeles. But, you know, the first one is against the 49ers, and then obviously the Rams kick off against the Seahawks. So, but I definitely think that this one on Saturday is very special to everybody here in L.A.
Well, it's back. L.A. football is back. We've been talking about it for years. Most anticipated preseason game of week one definitely has to be the Rams-Cowboys. In your mind, what's the best storyline? What should the listener or the listeners be watching for, Brian, throughout week one?
Throughout week one of this preseason, definitely how the Rams will adjust to Los Angeles, how they will take in the glory of being here in this great city, and how, you know, they're going to be playing a team that's obviously well-known across the country, and what better team to introduce to Los Angeles than the Rams playing the Cowboys. I mean, I don't think there's a better storyline than that one.
Right. Brian, it's always fun to get you on the show. I know we're going to be talking to you now weekly with the NFL back up and running. Always great to catch up with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy. You guys have a great one. Thank you.
Definitely. We're going to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOL 103.9 FM and 7:50 a.m.
Oh, I just love a cold burger with ice crystals on it. And chicken that's been microwaved so much it's as dry as cardboard. Salads with wilted brown lettuce are the best.
No one likes eating microwaved food that's been sitting under a heat lamp all day. Big Mo's Eatery cooks real, fresh food to satisfy your grumbling stomach and crush your midday cravings. Sink your teeth into a juicy, seasoned bacon burger or take the gang out to gorge down fresh French fries. Don't settle for imitation food that's cold or dried out. You deserve the fresh, delicious makings of Big Mo's Eatery.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When it comes to high-speed internet, you can't beat River Canyon Wireless. River Canyon has 3 bandwidth sources and 99.99% reliability of service. River Canyon Wireless features unlimited usage. That's no data caps and no long-term contracts. Basic home service starting at $29.99 a month, serving the Carbon and Emory area. Call River Canyon Wireless today, toll-free, 855-729-6622. That's 855-729-6622.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-959-3635. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-959-3635. That's 1-800-959-3635.
Oakland-born Damian Lillard.
Now, what a second season for Damian Lillard. Last year's Rookie of the Year, an All-Star this year. It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Lillard got it! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
This is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with George Buscarini on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back to put the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports. I don't know if a lot of people knew this, but LeBron James was a free agent. Wasn't a lot of chatter behind it because nobody expected him to leave Cleveland. LeBron has now officially agreed to a 3-year, $100 million deal with the Cavs. The salary in the first year of the deal will be $31 million. That makes LeBron the highest paid player in the league for the very first time in his career. Next season, it'll go to $33 million, making him the highest-paid player in a single season in league history, topping the $33 million that MJ earned in the 97-98 season. It's all done. Third-year option for LeBron in this contract. He will sign the deal next week when he returns from his charity event that he has going on right now. The last couple of years, LeBron has just gone on one-year contracts with the Cavs, and that is pretty much given him a lot of leverage over Dan Gilbert. And you know what? Really, it was smart for LeBron to do that. You go back to his first go-around with the Cavaliers, and Dan Gilbert refused to spend money. He refused to put ample talent around LeBron. I mean, he would not go out and pay Amari Stoudemire. Instead, he thought Antoine Jameson was good enough. It was things like that that really did drive LeBron from Cleveland to begin with. So signing multiple one-year deals, I think it gave LeBron a lot of leverage. He's the GM of that team, regardless if you want to believe that or not. So LeBron James will be the highest-paid player next season in the NBA for the first time in his career. Now, the NBA has also released their 2016-2017 schedule, and on Christmas Day, we get the Cavaliers and the Warriors, of course. Of course we get that game. That's the game that everybody wants. Cleveland and Golden State, that's the centerpiece of a five-game slate on Christmas Day in the NBA. For the second consecutive year, those two teams will meet. Cleveland's going to host at 2:30 p.m. The second game of the ABC doubleheader is the Bulls visiting San Antonio. The day's going to start off with Boston playing at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks. That'll be at noon Eastern time. Minnesota will then take on Oklahoma City at 5 p.m., and then the nightcap, the Lakers will play the Clippers. That's the Christmas Day schedule. On the second night of the season, ESPN's going to televise Ben Simmons' first game as Philadelphia plays host to the Thunder. And Brandon Ingram's going to play his first game for the Lakers against Houston in L.A. So the schedules have been released. And sitting in front of me, I have the NBA on ESPN and ABC schedule. And, of course, you don't really have a problem with Jazz games being that we're in Utah. But I always like it when the Jazz get a nationally televised game. I'm going down and I'm looking. The very first time that the Jazz will be either on ESPN or ABC, it'll be December 16th. It's on ESPN. It's an 8:30 tip-off. They'll play host to the Mavericks. That's the very first time we get the Jazz on ESPN or ABC. That's ridiculous. That's going to be a very fun team to watch. Then they're on ESPN again January 13th. We'll take on the Pistons again. That'll be an 8:30 tip-off. So we get a couple of nationally televised games for the Jazz at night. Still scheming through. This is the first time I've looked at this. I think that's it. I'm not seeing much Jazz action. Here we go. March 22nd, the Jazz will take on the next 8:30 tip-off. That's a Wednesday night. Again, it'll be at Bibbitt. And then April 4th, the Jazz will take on the Blazers, 8:30 tip-off once again. So a lot of late tip-off for the Jazz, a lot of late tip-offs, as they'll play host to four games on ESPN this year. They're not on ABC a single time this season. Jazz will get a couple of national games. I'm telling you, my bold prediction for the year, the Utah Jazz will win 50 games this year if they stay healthy. I love the makeup of this roster. So we do get NFL football back tonight. We get the NBA schedule partially released, and we'll know in the coming days where Utah is going to be sitting for all 82 games, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper into it. We are just about out of time on the show today. I definitely have to thank Robert Lovell for taking out the time to join us and talk 3A high school football. Also, always great to get Brian Mejia on. That guy loves his football, and again, it is back tonight. The Broncos and Bears will kick off at 6 p.m. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some football on Thursday, and we're inching closer and closer to the start of the college football regular season. This is just prime time for sports fans. Best time of the year, hands down. And you'll also want to make sure that you watch tonight. You want to watch the Olympics tonight. Ryan Lochte, Michael Phelps, their friends, rivals, they've been talking about that for quite some time. Phelps is 31. He said this will be his last Olympic Games. Lochte is 32. He hasn't said if he's going to continue on or not, but the 200 IM is his only individual event. Two of the most decorated Olympic swimmers in history, and we'll get to see him go toe-to-toe one more time. This is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of great sports. Make sure you enjoy it. I will catch you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on AM 750 and 103.9 FM. Be safe. I am out.
Being a sports fan can be painful. Whether you are participating in a sport or cheering on your favorite team, your chance of injury is higher. Local orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kelly Jensen and Dr. Scott Justison encourage all you sports fanatics to stretch properly before either participating in a sport or, if you're a passionate fan, you get a little too into the game. If you're injured, call 637-4800 for more information or to set up an appointment with either Dr. Jensen or Dr. Justison.
I've been working with this old dude. He has to be in his 50s. He asked me one day why I was walking so funny. I told him that I've always had a bad back, but yesterday I must have pulled something. He stopped me and took me to the office to fill out an injury report. How crazy was that? Then he told me to go see the doctor and ask for a referral to Castleview Physical Therapy. I did what the old dude said. Castleview Physical Therapy helped me so that I don't walk funny. And now I can work without pain. I guess old dudes do rule. And so does Castleview Physical Therapy.
There are few things that are as smooth as a drive to the basket for 2 points.
Bailey breaks Lucondo's ankle, drives for two, foul and one.
Experience that same feeling off the court in your automobile with a trip to J&D Automotive in Castle Dell. J&D Auto is number one in parts and service. So if your car is running rough and you need a diagnosis, or if you're in need of one specific part to finish the job yourself, head to J&D Automotive in Castle Dell.
Hi, I'm Casey Quinn with Patton and Meller Insurance. We all know the best game is a combination of the players, the X's and O's, and the end score. Your insurance also requires these same elements. The players, you and I, the X's and O's, your coverage, and the end score, your peace of mind. The playbook consists of many different options. As the trusted choice independent insurance agent, we have the options you need with multiple carriers to make sure your game is where you want and need it to be. Give me a call today, 435-637-1848.
Hot wings, pizza, fried chicken. What's your favorite snack while watching TV? No matter what you like to snack on, Smith's Food and Drug has you covered. Stop into the Hot Deli where you'll find a lot of prepared foods ready to enjoy. Barbecued rotisserie and fried chicken, corn dogs, potato salads, pasta salads, and baked beans. Fresh sliced meats and cheeses are just some of the great things that you'll find at your neighborhood Smith's Food and Drug. Check Smith's out today and remember the short line guarantee. If there are two or more people in line, Smith's opens another check stand.